T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hi! How are you? Thank you for listening.
Nailed it.
Yep. On the radio, free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Want to say hello to the folks at YouTube on YouTube. Don't know anything that you're saying, but I'm sure it's great. Speaking of great, we got a nice food delivery today, Jack.
Yeah, from the old Highland Pub.
Highland Pub in Glenside.
Yes.
Used to live right near Glenside. I love it around there.
Yeah.
Glenside. Used to live in Dresher.
Nice.
Used to take the train, the regional rail from Glenside every morning with Tommy Conwell. Occasionally with Tommy Conwell. He would always miss the earlier train and take the next one.
Who is that?
Oh, come on, man. Tommy Conwell, local rock star, hosted Loud and Local on WISP and then did middays on WISP.
All right.
One of the coolest guys I ever met in my whole life.
Was a genuine question.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was either.
Okay. Wow.
Don't get your back up. Right. You know, we're all having a good time.
I'm Not Your Man. You don't know that tune?
Come on. I didn't know that song.
Grow up.
Yeah. I did a nice steak salad from them.
Yes. And they had tons of vegan stuff.
Oh, I know. You were so happy.
Well, I always get...
You usually text back Ava aggressive and angry.
Yes.
And you texted her back in a pleasant, look, they have vegan options.
Well, we get these menus every week. And, you know, I'm thankful, but I usually just go, give me the fries, give me the pretzels. But they have vegan nachos. They brought me the sweet potato tacos.
Yeah.
It's great.
There you go. Yeah.
So we want to thank the Highland Pub for the great food drop-off, plus their partnership with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey. Head out to the Highland Pub, of course, for their $9 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special, and register for the Philly Formation Contest, everyone calls it that, for the chance to win a game day experience with Brent Celek and a home-getting experience with yours truly with two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse. For more info, go to 94WIP.com.
Steinberg's unbelievable. Just a real quick funny story here, Ike. You weren't here for this. So when they bring the food for the Philly Formation Contest, we all take a picture, you know, together. You weren't around. Mm-hmm. So we went over, and Ava grabbed Hugh. And she's like, Hugh, let's take the picture. And he looks, and he goes, you just need a black guy? Because Ike was. And Hugh goes, you should tag it Ike, Spike, and Fritz and see what.
See who knows the difference. Yes.
It was funny. And then he was getting insistent. No, tag it that way. Tag it that way. Yeah.
He really wants us to tag it that way.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah.
And he had a day on Twitter yesterday with the gift he's putting out.
Seriously.
Holy cow. Can't even describe it. Can't describe it. I'll go pretty far with what we can say on the air.
No.
The top 5 to 5 sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, I'm monitoring situations here at WIP. I got my eye on all of you. And there's a lot going on at the station, per usual, including more rifts between two of the biggest shows here at the station.
There's only one big show here.
Right.
Okay.
So, all right, the varsity versus the JV shows here at the station.
Right,
yes.
Thank you.
Starting at number 5, our own Ike Reese. What? Spent an hour today as a part of the coming T.O. documentary.
Yes.
It's gotta be, holy cow, an hour?
That is a situational monitor.
No, we're all monitoring it.
What are you monitoring?
Nah, just like you're going to be on all over Amazon after me and you and Elliot were in the Saquon documentary. Yeah. I mean, it's just we're taking the show to the moon.
This thing is going to new heights, man.
Yeah, that's new exciting. Heights, do you know when it's coming out? Because T.O. talked to us about it when he was here.
Sometime next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get him here to have maybe a
promoted
maybe you have a premiere party with him or something. It would be great to have T.O. here.
Have Donovan call in.
You know, probably won't happen. Yeah. We are, it's like we're flying a little close to the sun with the T.O. relationship and the Donovan relationship.
Yes, we are.
You know,
well, it's way more Ike than you and I, by the
way. Like,
It's not even close. Yeah. I mean, it's not even, he's in a pretzel in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, after that documentary comes out, our calls with Donovan, he might be meaner to you than he is to me. Might switch up that edge.
Right? I hope not. Well, it all depends on how they cut it.
Yes.
What they leave in,
and hopefully they don't sensationalize.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
I told the truth.
Tell the truth.
One thing I always say, I was here for the good T.O. year.
Yes, you were not here in 05.
So I didn't really have to comment on 05.
Okay. That's good. That's good. The fourth situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is, what do we have to do to win a freaking Marconi? I mean, once again, just stiffed in this competition.
Yeah.
And this goes back to my program director days, and I got frustrated because there was one year, I don't know if I can tell this story. I can. There's one year where our ratings were like through the roof. Mm-hmm. Not only were we number one in our demographic, we were number one overall. We had a great year. Rebuilt the station, and it was so much so. Now, I couldn't go. I was in San Francisco, but our president of programming, Jeff Salato, went.
Yeah.
So it was such a good year, he said, I'll text you when you guys win. And I'm laying on the bed in San Francisco, and he just writes, I'm sorry, Boston won. And I don't want to go deep into it. I just want to say we had a better year than that Boston station did at that time. So
we've had big 6 or 7 years.
Yes.
And like not even 1 year.
And then
we're on a nice little heater right now.
Yeah. I told Rod, and this was my position, and none of my bosses allowed me to do it. I wanted to boycott and not enter because I think it's unfair. Yeah. I don't want to be part of a process I don't believe in. I would love to win a Marconi. But
a rigged election?
Well, clearly they have some. Well, count all the legal votes. They have something against us.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
And potentially you.
And potentially me. Well, yeah, fan, we got screwed too.
Yeah.
We didn't win when I was at fan either.
Man, something going on with Spike. Yeah. Anyway, the third situation I'm monitoring is, did one of our callers find a cure for diabetes?
Rodney Pete's wife.
Oh, Holly Robinson.
Yeah, Holly. Did you know that she had diabetes?
I did not know that.
Come on, man. She's a spokesperson for this company called GL Pro.
Okay.
And some doctor from Maryland, from John Hopkins, they got this. It's a natural supplement.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
It was to reduce the blood sugar. The doctor's wife had a heart attack down in Orlando.
What?
And so when she had the heart attack, she's okay now.
Oh.
He decided to, he's been a doctor, he's a diabetes doctor for 22 years. They found out that in the pancreas, somewhere in the pancreas, they have this... there's like a bug in there that's flying around. I forget what they call
it. But,
it keeps the bug living. Yeah, in your pancreas. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And.
Go ahead.
It was his big discovery was GLP-1s, which are the, like when you hear about the weight loss drugs,
Ozempic.
Ozempic. So. That's what GLP-1s are. They've been around for a while for diabetes. Like it's not
diabetes.
Yeah, it's not some big discovery, but the heart attack with the Orlando doctor and then the bug in the pancreas.
Flying around.
Just flying around.
And then Don't leave out that part.
The drug keeps the bug alive? Is that what his position was?
I need a full breakdown. Next Herb call. What's up with the fly in the pancreas? I didn't know that's what that GLP-1s did.
Man.
He just called up and decided to start talking about Holly Robinson Pete.
Dude, total diabetes. Total misinformation.
Yeah.
Not even close. All right. The second situation I'm monitoring, Emily, the school teacher, is a rising star.
She is.
She out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Calls in talking about 6'7".
Yeah.
She's not going to be able to call today, which she let us know on Twitter.
Okay.
You know, rip me on the first day. Always preach. Rip me again on Twitter because she spelled with two E's instead of a Y, which is
wrong.
Crazy.
Yeah. She spells her name wrong.
Yeah. And she's like, Jax, keep up. Like, I'm supposed to know that there's two E's.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the back and forth.
Yes.
I mean, all of a sudden, we have the old dogs here.
Ooh, you know, the new star.
There's new fake stats. Connor.
Yeah.
Emily, the school teacher.
Yeah.
The other Corey and Columbus. Like your seats are a little warm there at the top.
Oh wow,
yeah,
you're saying
I'm
those
letting
at the
everyone
top.
Know.
Yep.
They got to continue to reinvent their game.
Your seat's warm, so watch your step.
Yep,
that's right.
Yeah, watch your step. Watch your mouth.
Don't call Spike a loser.
No. Well, that was uncalled for.
Completely uncalled.
Yeah, I was letting him do his thing.
Yeah, we hate him beat. We get it.
Yeah.
All right. But the number one situation we're monitoring here at WIP, and this one's percolating under the surface. Some tension between Spike and DeCamera.
Oh no.
Yesterday, you smoked DeCamera, so he's gonna die alone.
Yeah, seriously.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, that's a little strong.
Yeah, it's a little strong.
I didn't even hear what he said to spur that.
Even spur that.
It's like he's had it on your mind.
Yeah, Bam said, hey, Joe DeCamera said something bad about you. And I'm like, yeah, he's going to die alone. That is a little strong.
A little strong? Well,
you got audio?
Yeah, DeCamera responded. This morning.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Did you hear Spike claim the fact that the reason you're on the air is because of him? He made you? Did you hear all that?
One person alerted me to this. So tell me, because I didn't hear much at all.
Technically,
but
he made you, and he made me, and he made our show.
Yeah, here's
because
what
he hired us.
Yeah, Juice, here's what I would say.
A strong word.
Juice, that job he got in New York that he ran from, he got that job because we had a good show.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
you're not wrong.
So let's just call a spade a spade.
We made Spike. I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
But he was just a lowly program director before, barely gotten the job, didn't know what he was doing. All of a sudden, we come in, it's like his star just rises.
And then he goes to the, quote, mecca, as he calls it, and then he runs from it.
Mm. Okay, well, he ran from the mecca 25 years ago. Let's be clear. He used to work in New York. Okay, first thing. Seltzer, their show sucked when it started. It sucked.
Oh, God.
It did. It sucked for 6 months or a year. It was terrible. And Joe didn't even want to, after he met Richie, he thought he had made the worst mistake of his life after they had their first dinner together.
Right.
It was me that molded that. Joe DeCamera was the most boring host in Philadelphia until I helped mold him. You know,
maybe it was a mistake.
Well, I'm just
you're happy with this.
Yeah, well,
you're
I'm
happy,
just saying,
Fritz. No, Fritz, are you happy with what you just did?
Well, and,
I don't think maybe not.
And Seltzer was toiling away at some other radio station.
Stop.
Some part timer, and I bring him over here.
He brought me over here.
Look,
yeah, you're catching strays too.
Well,
I mean, look. God bless them. I'm glad
for
their success.
You know what we got to do? We got to put you and DeCamera in some sort of battle.
Well, physically, neither of us are getting through that, to be quite honest with you.
How about trivia?
Well, his trivia question is rigged. I mean, it's rigged for him. It's rigged for him. Here's
you can't say that.
Well, it's not rigged. He doesn't know the answers, but he doesn't know the questions before he's asked them, that's for sure. But when Seltzer comes up with the questions and the topics, he makes sure they are in DeCamera's wheelhouse. Or like, here's what I propose for Beat the Hammer to find out just how good Hammer is. Mm. Somebody else come up with the questions for 1 month and see how DeCamera does. That's all I want. come up with the question in 1 month. And the first question could be, name one player on the Blue Jays. Just one. Name one player on the Blue Jays. Or something like, you know, everything can't be a question about the 93 Phillies. Or the 02 Eagles. You know, that's, I actually pity Seltzer, because how many times can you ask the question, yeah, I mean, what was Lenny Dykstra's batting average in 1993? How many times can you ask that question?
Wow.
Did I run from New York? No. I conquered New York, and I came back home.
Oh, there you go.
I conquered.
Kind of sound like Elliot when you said that.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm not bringing them into it. Not being fan into it. God bless them. God bless the morning show. I love the camera. I love Richie. I love Seltzer. I love Rhea. I love Devin. I love all 47 people that are propping Joe up so he can do 4 hours of radio every day. Ruben Amaro.
There's a lot of people on this show.
Well, Ruben Amaro and Ben Davis and Jason Kelsey and Ross Tucker. And like, I feel like when I'm listening to the show, I'm watching, you know, like in a wedding where they hold the guy up, or, you know, like in a Jewish wedding.
Yeah, the Jewish wedding.
That
yeah.
is the camera sitting on the chair as 12 people are propping him up from one side of the floor to the other.
And for a guy that doesn't like Jalen Hurts.
Sounds, seems like y'all both should get along.
A lot of comp there.
Yeah, he's the Jalen of WIP.
Wow.
Oh, he is.
Oh, I see what you're trying to say.
I mean, Richie's smarter and funnier.
Okay.
Well, I mean, would anybody disagree? No, okay. No. Well, I do love Joe. I don't even like doing this because I don't know if he knows that I love him when I'm doing this.
Well, I think both of you know that you had love for each other.
Yeah.
But there's still pride there.
Well, the reason he's stuck on the run, can I peel back the curtain?
Go ahead.
First, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or a door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When I got the WFAN job, the camera tells me, he said, hey, look, I'm not saying this, but my uncle said, you're never going to last up there. And when I left and came back, I know what went through the camera's head. My uncle was right. That Spike wasn't going to last in New York. I get it. I understand what he's saying. So, what is going on there, Jack? Oh, there's just a weird thing on the screen.
No, I know. I don't know why I did that.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland. You're in WIP. What's up, Gary?
What's going on? Yeah, I heard that this morning, and I was like, that's not what happened. He was talking about animals. And then, like, the guy just totally... He fed it to Hammer in a way that
he would get offended by it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next time he brings up you guys, he's talking about Boban again and all that stuff. But let's talk about some happy stuff. I want to thank Herb. I ordered me one of those Holly Berry diabetes flies, and man, I just can't wait. My type two might go away.
Yeah, well, they're sold out on eBay right now, the diabetes flies. But
I got mine yesterday.
Yep. No, good job.
You got to say it right.
Diabetes. Yeah. Correct.
Like, I'm with you, man. I watched Playing for the Mob so many times. Ray Liotta being the narrator. That's one of the best 30s.
Yep.
30s.
Yep. Yeah, is that what it was? Playing for the Mob. That's the name of it.
Okay. Oh, that was the 30 for 30.
Yeah, the 30 for 30. Yep.
They don't do, like, do they still do 30 for 30?
Nah. Do they?
Not really.
Not really.
Because I know it was Bill Simmons that started it, and they kept doing it after he left. But I don't remember seeing. The best one was about the players going broke. That was the one that really stuck with me.
That was the one that got it started.
Yeah, that was, that was really good. Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? The quarterback for the Browns. That was, man, his whole family.
That was Bernie Kosar.
Raping him.
Yes.
Bernie Kosar.
And I remember the, why can't I remember, the player on the Celtics, tall guy, like point forward kind of guy, was on it too.
Was he on there for the Celtics?
Early 2000s. Mm. Antoine Walker.
Oh, yeah, Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker was on there too.
That's because he was hanging with Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, trying to gamble with Jordan. Your pockets ain't as long as Michael Jordan's.
Right. As much money as you think you have, he's got a lot more.
Yeah.
Jack, can you do me a favor? When Euro John talks, can you just do the Charlie Brown teacher?
It sounds pretty close. His phone sounded pretty good today. I was excited to get him up there.
Oh, yeah. I saw him on there, but we didn't have time.
Darn.
I would love it. I don't mind talking to Euro John. You know what I love about Euro John? His passion for, I love basketball. He's got a deep passion for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Now, unfortunately, he hates America. He doesn't like any American basketball players. But aside from hating America, if you could put that to the side, I love his passion for basketball.
It's like Elliot, you know, deep passion for letting the athletes bet. Because,
yes.
You know, they don't have enough money, so why not, you know?
Yeah, let them go in and gamble, yeah.
I can't see how betting on my team's wins could affect, at the end of the season, how I play. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I can't figure out with Elliot is that Elliot's craziest takes, he believes them. I can't believe that he believes it. I think he likes arguing it, and maybe he doesn't believe anything, but him believing it just seems so psychotic to me.
I just think he could have been a great attorney in another life because when he believes in something, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, you ain't changing his mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're telling me, it's green. It's not blue.
Too short to be a great attorney, though.
That's what phone books are for.
Right. Or heels. High heels.
Oh, yeah. Well, doesn't he have them already?
No heels. No. He does have... No heels.
The only guy I ever heard of that wore shoes too small because they look good.
Yes. Oh, man. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That and eye cream. Remember the eye cream?
Did you say eye cream for sure?
Yeah,
to get rid of the bags.
Videos and stuff.
That brings up a whole different thing in that Elliot aging, I'm comfortable with getting older. You know, sure. I have more gray hair in my beard, whatever. Ike's comfortable getting older.
Yep.
Elliot's not going to be.
Not even close.
And he is going, you know how, I think generally, and I understand why, generally women are... Elliot's what, 37? When they start getting to 40, they start getting more anxious about it. Mm-hmm. Elliot is going to be the worst you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what we have to do to make him feel better is just relentlessly remind him of it and torture him about the fact that he's closing in on 40.
Yeah.
Like every day when we have him here on Tuesday, we tell him how many days until he turns 40.
Because we don't want him getting plastic surgery and looking crazy.
No. Which he would do.
Which he would 100% good, though.
Maybe get a pair of boobs.
Elliot Shore Botox.
Joe Buck addicted to hair plugs, Elliot?
Yeah. If Elliot goes... Didn't he guarantee... Oh, no. Jack guaranteed he'd never go bald?
Well, Jack, I think we both have.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the call, Gary, as always. I think what we do is we have a countdown because he's got to be under 1,000 days right now. Till he turns 40, and just remind him every time he's in here, how many more days till he turns 40? How many days till he turns 40? And that'll help him with his anxiety, I think.
Yep. Deal with it.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Troy Vincent spoke on the tush push again.
TV!
It doesn't go away.
That's big, bro.
It is. Troy Vincent, great dude, except he's trying to get rid of the tush push.
That's true.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.